4:04 on a Monday afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Line. Rich Roth, Ed Lane, rolling along with you here all across ESPN Radio in Virginia. 1240 in Roanoke, 93.3 and 1320 in Lynchburg, 730 Southside, and 1350 in Bedford, Virginia. Folks, welcome to the show. The college football playoff has been set. The bowl games are lined up. Tech and UVA going back-to-back in what really amount to two great bowl games and situations for both schools. Alabama gets the nod over Ohio State. Plenty to talk about in the NFL as the Giants are looking for a new coach and a new GM. So much going on right now in the world of sports, specifically football, Ed. It's a great time of year, and there aren't enough hours in the day, you know?
No, they're really not. And the thing, Rich, about this time of year is this is the time of year where we wish we could take a little bit of this information and news and move it to another time of year like the summer when there's not as much going on.
Amen to that.
But we have what we've got. There's college football, which it's so crazy because we discussed the Jimbo Fisher news. That's old news. Nothing yet in terms of his replacement. Everybody seems to think Willie Taggart's the front runner for that. But if not, this thing could get more interesting. And then college football happened over the weekend, which really didn't provide all that much drama because three of the games were blowouts,
yep,
including the two winning you're in, losing you're done situations. Georgia just took Auburn's place by drubbing them 28-7 in the SEC title game. Clemson and Oklahoma leaving no doubt that they belong in with their stellar performances. And then the debate of Ohio State and Alabama. And I find it ironic, Rich, because these are both programs that I don't know if either fan base, and especially any of their supporters in the media, could really sit there and say, oh, poor insert your school here. They got left out. I mean, Ohio State last year got the benefit of the doubt over Penn State. And then Alabama has four national championships during this run. Heck, Ohio State's got one with Urban Meyer. So, I mean, if you look at these two programs, it's not like, you know, somebody missed their one and only chance to make it into the playoff. Both of these programs, regardless of who got in, will be in this situation where they're getting consideration for the playoff, if not already
in it. Yeah, but that's not the point, though. That's not the point that, well, you've been in it before and you'll probably be in it again, so don't feel bad that you got left out. I mean, obviously, if you think you've got a legitimate claim and a legitimate case to make, you know, the fact that you've been in it before and may be in it again isn't really a good reason for leaving somebody out, is it?
No, I mean, it's best. Which team is the most deserving? The best team and most deserving?
Did they get it right?
I think they... Gosh, you know, I would yes, here's why they got it right. Here's why.
It sounds like you're really convinced.
Well, no, but I mean, like, I've gone back and forth on this the entire time. More quality wins Ohio State.
Yes.
But if you're a playoff caliber team, you don't lose by 30 points on the road in November to a conference opponent. And that's the one I thought they were going to put Ohio State in because of how they had valued their quality wins and how they had ranked the Big Ten entering this with Penn State and Wisconsin also being near the top. And the fact that one of those two losses for Ohio State came to another team that it was going to be and obviously is in the playoff in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they got it right in the sense that it's not like these were narrow losses both times or one of them, you know, was the blowout to Oklahoma who's in. They were both blowout losses, one at home and one to a middle-level Big Ten team, whereas Alabama's one loss came to a rival by, what, 12 points in a game that they were largely in.
You know, and that, you know, it's funny. because I think Alabama, I mean, you heard me talk all last week about Virginia Tech and, you know, maybe me considering that it was a soft 9-win season, right? And I went on to describe, hey, look, 9 wins is 9 wins, but this was on the softer side of 9 wins as far as, you know, I was concerned, right? Not to say that they don't get credit for the 9-win season, because they do. They had 9 wins, but they got blown out in their two biggest games. They didn't have any really, really good wins. I kind of look at Alabama as, you know, as crazy it is as it is to say, as having a soft 11 win season, because they were lacking some real quality wins. And I understand you can only play who's on your schedule, but if you only play one top 10 team all year long and you lose to them, you lose the benefit of having your schedule back you up. And granted, they only lost one game, right? And I think you're right. I think the fact that Ohio State lost two, and lost two in the fashion in which they lost them, is probably what wound up doing them in, ultimately, right? I mean, yes. It had to be that, because they had quality wins. They had a conference championship, right? Alabama did not only win the SEC, they didn't even play for the SEC championship. And, you know, again, I don't necessarily have a problem with that, because ultimately, I think you're trying to get the best four teams. Who was playing the best at the end of the season? Does that matter to you? Or do you look at the body of work? Because Oklahoma was obviously a very early loss.
It matters.
And Iowa was in the middle of the year.
A lot of these are things that matter if there's a stark difference between the two of them. And I think the message that the committee took from Ohio State, and I agree with it, from their win against Wisconsin was, yeah, they beat Wisconsin, but this was nothing like the 59-0 drubbing they put on them a couple of years ago that got them into the playoffs over TCU and Baylor.
Here's what I found really, really funny. Okay, because watching the show on Sunday afternoon, as soon as they announced that Alabama was number four, the next thing they did was they threw up 5 and 6, right? Here's who's 5 and 6. And there they were, Ohio State and Wisconsin. And all I could think to myself is, what a joke. What a joke. If beating Wisconsin wasn't enough to put Ohio State in the playoff, in the Final Four, in the fourth spot, then how could you say losing to Ohio State was enough to put Wisconsin in the six hole?
Yeah, that's...
You know, it's almost like, sorry, Big Ten, you know, we didn't think you were quite good enough, but we'll give you the two consolation prizes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's basically what they got.
Well, but to me, that makes no sense whatsoever. Because you're giving them a ton of credit for beating and losing each other by being 5 and 6, but not enough credit to jump Ohio State to number four. You're going to let an Alabama team who really beat nobody, right? I mean, LSU's their best win.
Correct.
And LSU had some ups and downs this year, but I don't think anybody's, you know, running around patting themselves on the back because they beat LSU this year.
No, it's not a marquee win. I mean, Alabama really doesn't have that this year because the SEC was so down and their primary crossover, Tennessee, was terrible, and their other crossover was Vanderbilt.
Right.
I mean,
Let me ask you this. Ultimately, and this is a question I just posed to you a few minutes ago, what's the goal of the college football playoff? Do you want the best four teams right now? Or do you want the best four teams over the course of the whole entire season, factoring in their entire body of work? Because if it's the former, if you want the best four teams right now, and the teams that you really think can be the best four teams, does not Ohio State belong in there because of some of the quality of wins and we know what their upside is?
But if you're going based on upside, Alabama's got the most upside because they got the most 4 and 5 stars. So, I mean, like, I mean,
what did Alabama prove on the field this year?
They didn't beat anybody of note. The flip side is they utterly annihilated the teams that they should have taken care of each and every weekend.
But they played one really good team.
Correct.
And they couldn't beat a really good team this year.
No, they couldn't. And they couldn't beat Auburn. In Oklahoma, in Ohio State, you know, you could argue, you know, what the definition of really good is, because the one playoff caliber team that Ohio State played, which, and remember, Auburn was in the playoff along with Wisconsin heading into the final week. And I get Ohio State played Wisconsin, but, I mean, Ohio State couldn't even beat the teams they should have taken care of. Alabama at least beat everyone they should have beaten. Ohio State didn't beat everybody they should have beaten, because they should have beaten Iowa, not lost to them by 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
And when they played a good team, the best team they played, which everyone may have thought at the time was Penn State, but it was actually Oklahoma, they got killed too in that one.
Mm-hmm.
They got destroyed at home. It's not like that was a close game. I mean, it was non-competitive midway through the fourth quarter of that game against Oklahoma.
And they were home.
And at home, and exactly.
They were home. I mean, I really...
And at that point, are you okay with the idea of... Because I think a lot of fans hate this, and a lot of people in the media really hate it, because in the media, it's the eyeball test. There's no, like, statistically quantifiable measurement. But you can kind of say the eye doesn't lie in some cases. And you can look at Alabama and say, boy, they drubbed the heck out of everybody they should have played, and they looked the part. You can say that about Ohio State at times, but I thought athletically Ohio State was much superior to Wisconsin, and really they were better than Michigan. I mean, I get that's a rivalry game, so maybe you throw that out. But there, you could look at other cases where Ohio State was superior athletically to other teams, and either they didn't blow them out, Wisconsin, or they got blown out, Iowa.
Hmm.
And that's an issue that I have right there. At least take care of business against the teams you should be taking care of. And I understand there are letdown games, but when you've already lost at home to Oklahoma as badly as you have, and I'm all for playing the really challenging game at the beginning of the year, the point is for that to serve as a litmus test, to show you what you need to do to play really well, and if you lose that game, to understand that those mistakes, you can't commit them again and expect to win, and yet Ohio State did.
I really, unfortunately, I really don't have a dog in this fight as far as I hate both coaches, and therefore I hate both programs, Urban Meyer and Nick Saban. And I really could have made a good case, I think, either way for either of these teams. I think if it were me, I probably would have put Ohio State in, because I thought there might be the most upside based on the fact that they won some big games. And I don't know that Alabama did that.
True.
Right? I mean, Alabama had everything on the line in that Iron Bowl and lost pretty convincingly.
Absolutely.
Not as convincingly as Ohio State lost its games. I grant you that. But there was really weren't many points in the fourth quarter where I'm sitting there going, man, Alabama could win this game. It's kind of like, wow, Auburn's really good, and they've got it wrapped up all the way up until Georgia beat the dog crap out of them.
Which is kind of funny because of that whole Gus Malzahn thing. But it's also, I think, Rich, you can also say that says something about how difficult it is to play at Auburn. Because Auburn is a much different team at home. And they had three losses this year, and all of them came away from Jordan-Hare. They lost at Clemson, which doesn't look bad at all in hindsight. I mean, they lost that game 14-8 because they, like everyone else in the country, couldn't block Clemson's dominant defensive line.
Boy, Clemson's good.
Christian Wilkins, by the way, should have been MVP of the ACC championship game, but oh no, Kelly Bryant puts up good stats, and we know how the media are. We have to vote for a quarterback or a running back because there's stats to back it up. Dude, look at the game. One guy single-handedly wrecked an entire offensive game plan, and that was Christian Wilkins. And oh, by the way, you may think that your stats are great, but when NFL scouts are making their judgments, which they will in about 5 months, they'll be saying, Christian Wilkins, probably worth a lot of money. We're going to draft him high. So yes, there's no statistics.
You're in rare form today.
And I am buttering up for what happens later this week, which is the Heisman, another one of my favorite rewards, because voila, Christian Wilkins could get an invite, but who wants to think outside the box and give it to a defensive tackle?
You're in rare form. Good for you. Kudos to you, Ed, for sticking around to find out who won the player of the game of that ACC championship
Rich,
game.
It was painful to do that. Gone. It was painful, too, because Miami was outclassed tremendously.
That one was ugly. But go ahead.
I was going to say, which, by the way, you know, because Clemson did this to Miami. They did it to Virginia Tech. They got in the backfield against Auburn, who, you know, is obviously more talented than Virginia Tech and Miami. And by the way, you know, again, our argument about Auburn having three losses and Virginia Tech having three losses and there being different teams probably holds true. But it shows the gap between Clemson and the rest of the ACC right now.
Yeah, there's no question.
But, yeah, you're right. I mean, Clemson clearly deserving of being in. But, I mean, if you look at Auburn, and back to the point about Alabama and the disadvantage you could say they had of having to play Auburn at Jordan-Hare, you can back that up with the fact that when Auburn left Jordan-Hare this year, three times they suffered losses against Clemson, Georgia, and LSU. And they were much more in control of their games at home. Georgia, they destroyed at Jordan-Hare, and they... You know, I think you're accurate in your assessment of how they beat Alabama. Auburn did at Jordan-Hare. It wasn't a blowout on the scoreboard, but it felt comfortable. They had them at arm's length.
Then there's the I can't help but believe, and I'm sure that they will argue this to their dying day, talking about the committee.
Yes,
I'm sure they will argue this to their dying day, but. Clemson, Alabama, 3.
Oh, yeah, I think. And they will argue that this didn't factor in, but how does it not? Clemson's played Ohio State and Alabama a combined 3 times. 2 of them were nail biters. Neither one involved Ohio State. I mean, does that not... Is there not a part of you that thinks that has to...
Oh,
maybe not consciously, but certainly subconsciously have factored into this.
I'm not, you know, I was all for at the beginning of the year, Alabama, Clemson 3. Those first two games were fantastic. And the opportunity to see another one and hopefully Dabo and Clemson just beat the snot out of Alabama yet again. Or really beat the snot out of them totally this time. No close games coming down to the wire. Just... Bye-bye, Alabama. Now you've played 2 good teams and lost to both of them.
Most of the country would like to see that outcome.
I don't have any doubt about that. Again, if it were up to me, I probably would have gone Ohio State just because it seemed like there was a bigger upside in terms of having beat some very, very good football teams where we just didn't see that out of Alabama. And granted, they really only have one opportunity, and they lost that one in a rivalry game. And, you know, to sit there and say Alabama, you know, did everything it could except, you know, the rivalry game, they only had one loss, and I get it. I mean, I don't have a problem with it being either one of those teams. And I think no matter which way it went, you could still sit there and say, you had your chances. You know, had Alabama not got in, dude, you couldn't even make your conference championship. Right? I mean, what more do you need to say to quell it? Well, but yeah, no. You didn't even get there. Had you gotten there, you would have been in.
No question. Even if they lost that conference championship game to Georgia,
right?
They would have been in.
They would have been in. And, you know, for Ohio State, don't get blown out at home and don't lose to Iowa. Right? I mean, there's...
I don't think whoever got out, left out, whether it was Alabama, or in this case, obviously, it is Ohio State, it's not like you're sitting there going, man, they got screwed.
We knew heading in, obviously with the exception of Alabama, but for most teams, you have a one-game cushion where you can lose a game and it not burn you. And actually, it didn't even burn Alabama because they're in, right?
Correct.
I mean... Who's the team with one loss that's sitting there bitching and moaning that they didn't get in?
Wisconsin?
Maybe, but you didn't beat anybody good and you lost in your championship game. So maybe they're the one team, but no one thinks they should be in because the team they lost to didn't even make it in. This past weekend, they had a chance. So it's funny because... I used to be one of those guys. I used to be one of those guys who thought that the college football playoff needed to be expanded. Right? I used to think it, I used to be one of those guys who thought it needed to be more. 8, 16. But we had elimination games all the way through the final few weeks of the season.
True.
So while ultimately the playoff itself is only 4 teams, all these other teams had opportunities late in the year to get in: Miami, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, maybe Ohio State's the only one that didn't. But they lost their 2. Right? No one's really sitting there with 1 saying, hey, we didn't have a chance down the stretch.
And a lot of it, you know, I'd be very curious, because you've got teams, you know, I'm with you, because I will say this. I think eventually they will expand the playoff because they will just see money, and that is always what drives it. Do I think they need to do it or should do it? No. I like it the way it is. In part, Rich, and I'll be curious how Clemson and Alabama match up this year. But last year, Ohio State was the team that just barely snuck into the playoffs. Should it have been them or Penn State? And or should it have been Southern Cal? Didn't matter. Clemson shut them out 31-0. And I don't know if that would have been the outcome against Penn State or Southern Cal last year, but Clemson obviously goes to win the championship, proving they were the best team last year. What happens this year? Because if you have another blowout involving the team that you're questioning, well, should they have made it in or should they not have made it in? If you get blown out in that first game in the playoff, the probable diagnosis, I think, logically is you really didn't need to expand it much more, because that fourth team or fifth team or sixth team wasn't on the same level as those top teams. I mean, heck, we saw that over the weekend. Theoretically. You know, I don't know how much I put into the whole neutral site theory behind Georgia, because I think it leaned Georgia in the Georgia Dome. Auburn traveled, but naturally that's more Georgia's backyard. But certainly Clemson to Miami. I mean, look, okay, it's closer to Clemson, South Carolina. Rich, they could have played that game at Miami. Clemson's better. I mean, dude, it was 38-3. You know, you knew who was better. TCU is much closer to Jerry World than Oklahoma. Granted, Oklahoma, and I was listening to that game on ESPN Radio in Virginia, and the announcers were talking about the crowd advantage being probably 60-40 in favor of Oklahoma. TCU had a chance to bring it in. It wouldn't have mattered where that game was played. 41-17, Oklahoma was clearly better. So I'm curious, if Alabama gets blown out, do we have much more of a definitive case that while the playoff may be expanded at some point, because money always drives these things, and eventually they'll find a way to make money and that could well happen, that it really doesn't need to?
427 on the sports line. Quick break, coming back. More college football talk. Adam Rittenberg of ESPN will drop by. Stay tuned.